Alrighty, the website, vital as far as Craig James. That's right, CraigJamesFinancial.com. Not only great information, folks, but you pre-register on that site for all the great webinars and events that they hold. The Dow yesterday shot up 530-plus points. Last I looked, futures was up over 100. We'll check that. And we'll see what today brings. Lots happening in and around. Mega Muccio sitting in for Craig Ferrantino. Mega Muccio CPA, Certified Financial Fiduciary Investment Professional. You can email Megan, by the way. M-E-G-A-N, Megan at CraigJamesFinancial.com. Any questions? 631-393-2888. And we say a very good morning to Mega Muccio. How are you today? Good to have you.
Doing well. How about you?
All is good. Always love Fridays. You know that. And long week and everything else. And it's been one of those, you know, topsy-turvy deals. You know, that type of situation as far as Wall Street was concerned. But good to have a decent day yesterday with all that is happening with inflation and cargo ships tied up and shelves are bare and people are panicking and geez, what else could be thrown at us, right?
I know. And even amongst all that, we had a good jobless claims report, so the markets did well. The S&P futures right now is showing at 4,443. The Dow's at 34,900. And NASDAQ's 15,000. So everyone had a good day across the board. So good. That's always good to see, even amongst some of the chaos.
So let's get into, you know, some of the numbers and everything else. Talk to me a little bit about, well, you know, basically, when you look at some of the main indexes yesterday, Megan, and, you know, a lot of it, you know, I always like to go behind the scenes a little bit. You know, there's always about stocks and, you know, I'm reading a lot about technology stocks and, you know, quarterly results, you know, Bank of America, Walgreens, you know, better than expected economic data. And that kind of eases a lot of those concerns regarding the higher elements of inflation here, right?
Yeah, I think it starts to give some confidence that, you know, we go throughout the month, throughout the quarter on what we think is happening, maybe some of those big headlines that we see in the news. But as soon as some of the numbers really start to come in, I mean, yesterday we had a lot of the banks, like you were saying, you know, that really is a positive news when we can see that the banks are doing well, that, you know, we're off to a good start for quarter results being reported. It just makes you feel a little bit more confident that even though, like I said, some of the big headlines or the news isn't always looking so good right now, you know, maybe things behind the scenes are a little bit better. So I think that's always a good thing to see.
And especially when you look at the numbers of unemployment benefits, where it fell to, what was it, 293,000, right? That was down from the prior week's level. Remember, the prior week's level was about 330,000 right there. So that's down. That's a good number there. So, you know, it kind of shows a couple of things there regarding American workers. You know, the drop in claims comes days. You had that separate report from the feds that showed American workers were quitting jobs at record rates there. You remember? You know, so you had 4.3 million, was it? 4.3 million who quit their jobs. That was the August data. And that was the highest number of monthly resignations. That dates back to when the feds began collecting data. You have to go back 21 years for that. So, you know, rather alarming. But, you know, yesterday's number was a pretty good indicator too, huh?
Yeah, and I think what's probably going to start to happen, and, you know, I was looking at some trends yesterday as well, that, you know, we had such a good opening since, you know, everything really started to close last year, that there's going to be periods of times where we're going to steady out a little bit or have some lower weeks, some higher weeks, but I think it's all a part of the recovery. And, you know, the more that things start to recover, the more that things start to open, the better the reports we're going to see, but probably not some of those big, gigantic swings that we were seeing in the beginning. So I think it's good to see, you know, I was reading it's the lowest weekly initial jobless claims since prior to the pandemic. So, you know, we're still going to have some big weeks and maybe some not so big weeks, but everything seems to be moving in the right direction.
And, you know, you look at that 194,000 number, which was the jobs added, you know, for the September jobs report. And a lot of people are alarmed there because, you know, those expectations were going to be a lot higher, 500,000 or so. So, you know, when October is all said and done, that's going to be an interesting number, too. You know, to see if that 194 actually goes up, and I'm not even talking about slightly. You know, hopefully they're going to see a big elevation there as far as the jobs added, right?
Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, we're, like we said, last month unemployment ended. We're seeing people looking for jobs again, maybe looking for higher wages. That's why they're switching. But if all these industries, all these locations are looking for new jobs, then hopefully the same number of people who are leaving one job are really getting hired right away. So hopefully some good things by the end of the month that we'll see.
Camuccio with us, a minute or two left. So, you know, Megan, no one better than Megan when it comes to the taxes and changes and, you know, what you need to know. We touched upon a couple of things yesterday. We'll give you another dose of that here. So, in essence, you know, as we kind of think, we don't like to think in terms of, okay, here we go, tax season. In essence, we have to start thinking about it. Listen, we're mid-October already. So, in essence, you know, what are some of the other key things, Megan, that the folks kind of need to prepare when thinking about this new season now?
Yeah, I think it's really important to just be aware that things could be changing, you know, being prepared that we could see changes even up until December, and that really could get backdated. So just keeping up to date, you know, listening to people who are talking about the tax proposals or subscribing to newsletters like mine that go out once a month with some good tax information. Looking at, you know, anything and everything you can, talking to CPAs, your CPA or myself, and really just trying to figure out, could you be impacted? If so, what would that look like for you? And, you know, I preach this every single year. It's never too early to start looking at your taxes. I meet with people throughout the entire year, not to file their tax return, but to look at their tax return and get a better understanding of why things look the way they do. And maybe make changes. You know, I had someone who was owing thousands and thousands of dollars and wasn't happy about it. So we fixed it. We looked at why they were owing the money. What did we do differently last year than this year that caused this? And, you know, you don't have to wait scared with your fingers crossed until April to really know what the results are going to be. It's a year-long process. Your taxes are based on 2020. You might as well look at them in 2020 before you get to 2022, and there's not much you can do about it.
You know, for me personally, it was always about having the kids, you know, as part of the mix. But, you know, when they get to a certain age, you can't put them on anymore, right? So, you know, automatically you kind of throw your hands up in the air and say, okay, you know. But there are things, and you make a great point, as far as look over your return, go over everything with your preparer. And that's the key here, because it's not an automatic surrender here, right, is what you're saying. It's basically knowing the ins and outs, could be a couple of loopholes that you're not aware of, and trying to make sure and fortify yourself where, listen, everybody wants to get some money back. Might not be evident as far as automatic, but if you kind of delve into it, there is a chance, right?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up kids, because this is going to be a weird year, too. A lot of families across the U.S. have been getting monthly payments towards their kids, which is really nice now, you know, an extra few dollars in your pocket every month. But we're going to have to show that on your tax return, and some people who are used to getting a refund because of their kids might actually be in a new situation this year that they've never found themselves in before. So different age groups this year. We used to only get our children on the return until age 16, and then they would drop down to being considered an other dependent, which is only $500 for $2,000. Now we get to look at, you know, our kids, our dependents up to 17. We look at if they're in college. There's a lot of different reviews that can be done, and it's really important. You know, today, again, is another payment that's coming out for the child tax credit. So anything that you could think of on your tax return, whether you think it's simple or not, it's definitely worth looking at during the year.
Nation Megan. Megan Muccio, CPA, ladies and gentlemen, certified financial fiduciary investment professional. And it's because of, you know, these types of reports, what you need to know. So, Megan has been vital in this stuff. You can email her. Any questions, Megan at CraigJamesFinancial.com, M-E-G-A-N. Phone number, 631-393-2888. The great Craig James Financial. Pleasure having you for a couple of days. And we know we're going to have you back. I'm sure of that.
That sounds great. I look forward to it.